and thereby increasing their property area. In addition to that, I would think that they would check with the DNR. I don't know if this gentleman that just spoke is a hydro engineer. I don't know if he needs to be a hydro engineer. But in addition, they have also already connected sewer, not water lines, from our well house to their property. They've already connected the well lines. So please look at this. Please consider this. Please consider this overstepping that's been going on since the very beginning of this issue. I thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I do have a quick question. It's currently zoned as R3?
Yes.
So, and I'm not trying to, I'm just trying to clarify. They, per the contracts that you guys have with the water, with the well, they currently can go in and build whatever they're building anyways. I mean, is it, I'm asking for clarification, not for an argument.
They can build whatever they
okay.
want to build.
So them hooking into the water, that's all per the agreements that's already in place, I'm assuming.
It's for the agreement, and as the previous gentleman, the two previous gentlemen, and I think it's on a different slide, it shows, the, you have a slide that shows the current buildings that are there.
And just taking the zoning off, zooming in.
Okay, here it is right here. This is the current building that Briarwood has complete, that's been lived in now for 14 years. The addition, the intention of the well agreement was to also build like units on each side of that. And everyone agreed that the well would be, have the capacity to accommodate. But now, in addition to that, so there are eight units in that building. They're going to build another eight units on that side, possibly more if they make the building taller, and eight units on this side. And now they're going to build five lodges over here with five bedrooms and five baths each. So I really don't see how both with parking and well, the water is what we're
concerned
about. Yeah, and the parking too, because we're going to be parking on our property. And that causes another problem.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Mike Bilbrey, and been here on several occasions and voiced oppositions to the nightly rental aspect. I'm not going to touch on that. My concern, again, is with the well. And to answer your question, Commissioner Wyatt, the status quo has been working fine, okay? The existing well is taking care of the residents that are there. Now, this was built some 13 years ago, maybe earlier. I don't exactly know when that pump was placed in there. We don't know. I don't know how long a well pump lasts, but I'm guessing 13 years, it may be in need of some sort of either repairs, renovation, refurbishing, or just a new well. If it's running fine as it is, and now you have a new development wanting to come in, we think it's incumbent upon them to determine whether or not we need upgrades to our system. We don't think it's us. I think the well agreement will cover the cost of that, but who should be the one to initiate whether or not the existing system is going to operate for those additional units that they're wanting to develop? In addition to that, even though we do have a well agreement, Briarwood does not provide any manpower to keep up with the DNR regulations. All of that we have done on our own, for which we do not get paid for. Every day we have to take samples, and it's not just with the test strips any longer. The DNR has required us to use two different testing systems where we have to use reagents to go in and test that water. We have to provide daily hardness monitoring and 5 days a week for the free chlorine and the chlorine levels. I don't know the distinction. Maybe our engineer can address that. but we're doing all the labor free. We pay the electricity for the well at Redbud. The taxes on the well house is our burden. The maintenance on the building itself, painting, that we handle that. Briarwood does not share in that. So what I'm suggesting is that this change in zoning be conditioned upon some sort of agreement in place before they're allowed to continue with this development, at least getting the permits to do so. It's been indicated that it was designed for additional units, and I agree it was initially. Mike Ziga indicated we don't know what was put in, regardless of what was designed. Question whether or not the construction as designed was actually what was developed. And I was in the back and didn't really hear what your change and with respect to the parking spaces were, so I didn't get a chance to hear that. Is it one parking space per bedroom?
Yeah, there's no change. It was just an addition to a chart.
Okay.
It's one parking space per every two occupants.
Okay. So Hal gave you the number of occupants that can be in that particular complex once it's fully developed. There's not room for 133 parking spaces on that property. So we think we're going to have some overflow parking that would take up on our additional lot just to the north of our property. So for those reasons, we simply ask that the commission consider the well agreement before you partake in your decision here. In addition, he said it was a unanimous consent at the Planning Commission. I was not present at the first Planning Commission hearing, but I believe that one of the Planning Commissioners said, well, you're going to have to upgrade, Lifestyle is going to have to upgrade the water system if you're going to make this development happen. Now, I was not there, but I believe these gentlemen were and can speak to that issue. So it might have been a unanimous consent, but it came conditioned, and that's what I hope the commission will consider as well. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Just to speak to that, I don't know that we legally can make conditions on private agreements, just so that you're aware.
And I'll speak to that, too. What he said at that meeting when he came to the commission, it had been changed. They had changed. He said they would not. They read the agreement just as what you heard there today. When he came before the commission, he said they would not be responsible for it.
He said they would not. I had trouble.
That's the way I remember it.
Mr. Bilbrey was speaking of, that was at the planning and zoning, one of the planning and zoning.
You're correct.
One of the individuals on the committee there refused to vote unless they agreed to provide those changes to the well on their dime.
Understood.
And I don't know that that's legal.
You don't know that's legal?
Plan and zoning can't make it, either fits or it doesn't fit. They can't sit there and make side deals. Like, okay, well, if you agree to pay for this, then we'll go ahead and approve it. That they can't do that.
I'm going to leave that to Scott and to P&Z to go over.
Well, and I think they are, but my understanding is it's not.
On the parking, Scott, mm-hmm. I'll ask you, if it's one for every two. And so if they're not, so when they build it, do they have to show that there's one for that unit, one parking for it, or is it when it's occupied?
No. So when we rezoned those existing units, we had a bedroom count and we got a number of spaces of parking. There's enough space, parking spaces for those units for the number of occupants they could advertise for currently. So in essence, all the parking that's there is taken up by the single-family home, and the 8-unit condominium building for nightly rental. So that one's already been rezoned. I have yet to get an application for any construction of the unit to the north and the south. It'll be based on the number of bedrooms. two occupants per bedroom and two for the unit, like I tell everybody, for a hide a bed or whatever they want. So a three-bedroom home could advertise for eight occupants. With those eight occupants, you need to show me you're going to have parking for four. And that is done before the construction permit is issued. We have yet to even get a construction application. So I don't know the plan. I've heard cottages, five-bedroom, eight-bedroom. I haven't heard a plan on these, so you're correct. When we get the plan, we will have to find where the parking's going to be located.
If I may show you something on the map, which you may not be aware of, the parking that we're speaking of currently runs from here all the way down to the end of this building here. And then there's a few parking spaces over there, and those will accommodate the current residents. So, and then they're going to build five lodges here, and an additional two buildings up there. All this property is in the floodplain, so they couldn't make a parking lot there.
Yes, they can.
In addition to...
in the floodplain.
That would be great. But, and then this is, of course, the dock that they're going to be advertising that people can use when they bring their boats, which would require more parking for the boat trailers.
Is that a commercial dock?
Is it a commercial dock?
Yeah.
No, it's owned by the property owner.
Is that core regulated?
No, it is. It is owned by the declarant and other owners who prior.
We do have to get permits from the Corps. Because I built our dock addition to us, and we had to have permit from the Corps.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah, I don't know that they can just advertise it as.
Before, but it is now. Oh.
Was that dock there when it was a resort?
I don't know.
Yes, there was a dock there. I don't know if it was a fishing dock or if it was a boat dock.
That's a pretty new dock, so I doubt if it was there.
Yeah, the permit doesn't go with the structure.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken,
you can have an old dock and move a permit.
It has slips for, I think, 13.
Okay,
do you have an actual count on the parking spaces that exist?
He just presented something to us earlier. That exists? No, but what they're proposed is there's 23 parking spots. Is that right? I just gave it to Scott.
Yes, there is going to be 23 additional spaces in this, Scott.
Where?
Okay, can you point it?
Doug, look at, talk under the mic and to the commission.
That exhibit that I presented to the commission shows for the lodges there will be 23 additional spaces, parking stalls on the property to the south. And as Scott stated, the parking issue will have to comply with code before we can build. It has to. So that's not, it is a concern. I get the concern that the concern will have to be met just at a later stage.
Correct.
We have somebody else that's signed up. Come on up.
Hi, Ken Woodward again, 1573 Lakeshore Drive. And just to kind of echo what everybody else has said, the water issue definitely, I think, is going to be an issue because I think all of us know that when you're talking about nightly rentals, there's going to be more people per unit than what we have in our pretty much on a nightly basis. They're probably going to take multiple showers during the day just because they're on vacation. So, again, the water usage is going to go up tremendously, and there's really no way to, at this point, show how much is being used by the individual condos. So should they be required to put a meter in? Again, that may be something local, but it's something that could be, you know, again, with the pool and everything, they're going to use a lot more water. Parking, people are going to bring their boats in. They're not going to be able to park inside because there are not going to be places, from what I'm assuming, for boats and for the trailers. Are they going to park them on the street? There's no shoulder. If they park over in our side, do we have to call a towing company to have them towed? Do we have to call the sheriff? What's the process for that so that they can't park on our side?